Time to take a look at some full team scrimmage 11-on-11. This is the North practice Tuesday morning at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. And we got a chance to see Taj Boyd in shotgun, the man from Clemson, a guy who's a bit of a volatile prospect. He's a bit indecisive. Guys think he could be a second-day pick. Other teams think he may not even get drafted. Tony, what's your read on Taj Boyd?
Well, number one, I think he's done a lot better today. He's kind of settled in today, got his feet underneath him compared to yesterday. That was a decent pass. He was throwing nice passes during drill, so hopefully yesterday was the exception to the rule. I've never been very high on Taj Boyd. I think he's a major project. I think his accuracy is a concern, but let's give credit where credit is due. He's definitely looking better today than he did yesterday. One thing I noticed about the 7-on-7 scrimmages and what they've done all day, and they've mixed it up, you got a lot of safeties. You see here in front of your desk, southward of wearing the Wisconsin helmet. On the other side is Marquis Huff of Wyoming. Safeties lining up at cornerbacks, which is a good thing because a lot of times these guys are going to have to play over the slot receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, Southward and Huff, both safeties mostly in college and trying to apply their trade at corner this week. We'll take a look at them in a little bit. Now let's take a look at number 16, a very interesting prospect, Stanley Jean-Baptiste. Well, I guess he's coming out for this place, so we'll take a look at him in a little bit. Nigel Nevin Lawson, who was at the Shrine Game last week, is number two there, but he doesn't really appear to me to be a fit for the Eagles. He's a little short. So let's talk about Logan Thomas, who's under center, another guy who has all the tools but has not really seemed to be able to put it all together.
A bit indecisive, you saw there. You know, he saw the rush, he stepped up, he's struggling to find the receiver, and he throws the ball into double coverage. You know, it's amazing with Logan Thomas. If you watched him as a sophomore in 2011, you thought he was going to be a top 10 pick, the next franchise quarterback. And really, the past 2 years, he's just really struggled. His game has even regressed. Now, I know he's had a lot of different offensive coordinators at Virginia Tech, but you'd like to see some form of progress. And Logan Thomas has not showed it. He's really entering the draft as a last-day pick and more of a developmental prospect than anyone who's going to be NFL-ready at any time soon.
Thomas takes the snap and shotgun, hands off to James White from Wisconsin. Chris Borland there to make the would-be tackle. Let's talk about these safeties, Tony. We've got Ahmad Dixon from Baylor, number 6, and Isaiah Lewis from Michigan State, number 5. Ahmad Dixon, a very physical downhill safety.
I actually think it's Jimmy Ward out there, a guy that Eagle fans should keep an eye on. Ahmad Dixon is aggressive. He likes to hit, sometimes after the whistle. Better than average cover skills. You see him covering Kane Coulter, I believe that is, who came across the middle of the field. An errant throw by Logan Thomas. Jimmy Ward is a guy for Eagle fans to keep an eye on. He is a smart, versatile cornerback. Average size, average speed, just knows how to play the game. He's not a liability if you line him up over the slot receiver. He can play in zone. He can play in man. Just doesn't have those great measurables. Doesn't have the great size. I think he's a little bit slow of foot, but he can play football. So if you're looking for a guy in the middle rounds, you know, to add depth as your 7th, 8th defensive back, may look to Ward of Northern Illinois.
Stephen Morris of Miami taking the snap now and fumbles the snap. Bit of an aborted play. So now we do get the chance to take a look at Stanley Jean-Baptiste from Nebraska. 6'2", so maybe even just a shade under 6'3", former wide receiver, former safety, and he sort of fits that mold of tall cornerbacks who guys are looking for in the NFL these days.
Against Shaq Evans there of UCLA, you know, Baptiste in the early part of the season was really rising up draft boards. I had heard as early as the 2nd round. I think if you look back on the stats, the first 4 games he had 5 or 6 picks, and then he cooled off, really kind of slid off as the season went by. But, you know, you look at him here, he's physically imposing. As you pointed out, he can line up at several positions. It's just a matter of him pulling it all together. You know, does a team roll the dice and take him in the 3rd round with the hopes of developing his skills, or do they say, you know what, he's a ways off. We're going to wait till the last day of the draft before we take a chance on him.
Line up against Jared Aberderis. Morris drops it off to Charles Sims from West Virginia. as we get the units switching.
And you see Sims, who really struggled earlier in the blocking drills. You see his quickness and his burst, caught the ball well with his hands, you know, finished the play, but he's able to turn it on in a single step, and that's where his value is. His value at the next level is he's 214 pounds, but he doesn't run like a 214-pound back. He runs like a 195-pound back. He's elusive. He's creative. You know, he can pick and choose his spots, makes defenders miss, and has the speed to turn the corner, so he's got a lot to his game.
Steven Morrison shotgun now. Steps up, fires for Pettersson over the middle, dropped by the Wisconsin tight end as he heard the footsteps of his former teammate, Dez Southward.
Bad play by Pettersson. I mean, he's known more as a pass-catching tight end. You've got to hold on to that ball. I mean, it was a bit high. He had to leave his feet, had to adjust to it, but still, that's a catch you've got to make.
Get offense and defense switching sides now. Tell me about Marquiston Huff, number four, out of Wyoming, a versatile defensive back showing that he can play corner and safety. What's the story on Marquiston Huff?
And a core special team player. I think he's going to be a third-round choice. He's a guy who flashes skills in the secondary, hasn't really had a lot of consistency, very physical, very aggressive, a good run defender who has shown cover skills sporadically. But like I said, teams like him as a core special teams player on coverage units, which is probably going to push him into the third round of the draft.
Taj Boyd, quick three-step drop. Tries to find Jeff Janus, and it's not there.
Throwing the ball off his back foot, and that's why the pass went high of the mark. It was wide of the mark. You've got to consistently throw with proper fundamentals. I think part of Boyd's problem is the fact he's barely 6'1". And on those quick throws, he may have difficulty seeing over the line of scrimmage and may just have to rely on instinct to know where the receiver is going to be.
Good test of the quarterbacks here today, dealing with the elements a little bit. It's pretty windy down here at Ladd Peebles Stadium. And so far, some of these quarterbacks have struggled with their accuracy. Let's see Boyd under center again. Another quick drop. Winds up and fires and connects with Jared Aberderis.
Nice pass, good timing. I mean, didn't have Aberderis waiting on the ball. You see what I talk about Huff there. You know, even in a practice where you're really not supposed to hit people, basically knocked Aberderis to the ground. He was a physical, aggressive defensive back, Marquis Huff of Wyoming.
So I misidentified Jimmy Ward as Isaiah Lewis earlier. Now Isaiah Lewis is in the game. What's the story with the Michigan State safety?
You know, teams like him. He was rising up draft boards. You look at him in drills. He looks very natural and fluid. He got beat bad by Kane Coulter yesterday in drills. I believe that's Kane Coulter lined up in the slot. That's not Kane Coulter. It's someone else. I apologize. It's John Brown. Comes up and covers. I'm sorry, getting back to it. Lewis, I don't know if he's got the size to be a starter. I think he's more of a dime back for the next level as a safety who can occasionally play over the slot receiver. That was, in fact, Kane Coulter coming over the middle, so I was correct.
Trust your first instinct, Tony, always. All right, Boyd and shotgun. Blocked there by Muhorn on Trent Murphy as Taj Boyd dumps it down to Charles Sims from West Virginia.
And that was a good play by Boyd. Give him credit. I mean, he moved his eyes around the field, he surveyed, went through his progressions, and then threw the ball to the check down receiver. So give credit to Boyd. That was a solid series for him.
Logan Thomas back under center. Pierre Desir, number 30, who we saw last week at the Shrine game, one of those long cornerbacks. He struggled actually a little bit in the game, the Shrine game, but got the call up. And Logan Thomas goes deep his direction, holds up in the wind, and a little bit of contact there before the ball gets there by Dez Southward, the safety from Michigan, as Logan Thomas was going for Heron from Wyoming.
Dez Southward of Wisconsin, actually. Three things, actually. The ball hung up in the air too long. Southward gets over to out to the flanks to make the play, but he doesn't get his head back around. You got to get your head back around. One thing interesting there at the lineup, although it wasn't wasn't relevant to the play. Marcus Smith of Louisville, standing up at the outside linebacker position, showed good discipline, didn't bite on the ball fake, stayed with his coverage assignments, and that's the outside linebacker position is what a lot of people project Marcus Smith of Louisville, who played defensive end for the Cardinals, to in the NFL.
A little screen there to Shaq Evans, the wide receiver from UCLA. Logan Thomas connecting on the quick screen.
The thing about Logan Thomas that's disconcerting is, you know, he's making his receivers work too hard, especially on that a receiver screen. Put the ball out in front of the guy. Let him catch it with his hands. You saw Shaq Evans. The ball's a little bit low. He's got to catch it inside his body. He's got to adjust. And what that does is it leads to a loss of opportunity picking up yardage running after the catch.
Also a tremendous block on the play by Michael Campanaro of Wake Forest. All right, Logan Thomas. Another quick screen and throws it way over Heron. Good pressure there. Who was that, Borland?
I believe so, but he had plenty of time to throw it, and the receiver was wide open. Just missing a wide-open receiver, you can't have that happen. Logan Thomas really needed a good Senior Bowl week to right what has been a poor two seasons at Virginia Tech, and I don't think we haven't seen it thus far the past two practices.
So Stephen Morris from Miami now. James White in the backfield. And handoff does go to White. Good play by Zumwalt. Good pursuit by James Gale. That's a win for the defense.
It was, but what stood out to me on that play, if fans were watching, number 87, C.J. Fedora, which just taking Michael Sam from the play. And just reiterate what I said earlier. You know, when Michael Sam is able to line up in a three-point stance, number 55 there, in a three-point stance coming out of a defensive end, he's had good results, but when he stood up over tackle, which is what he's going to be asked to do in the NFL, he's really struggled, cannot get off blocks, doesn't show great quickness, a lot of indecisiveness. What does that mean? It means that Michael Sam's probably going to fall onto the last day of the draft, where had he had a good week, he probably would have been a top 75 choice.
All right, Tone, let's do one or two more plays here. Stephen Morrison, shotgun. Yeah, Jeff Janis, the near side receiver. Kane Coulter in the slot. And the handoff goes to Charles Sims up the middle.
And again, Marcus Smith, number 90 there in your view, the defensive end from Louisville, playing what would be a weak side linebacker position in a 4-3, doing a good job of it. I mean, not looking confused, not a guy who's thinking before he makes his move and reacting relatively quick. He's still on the field right now, number 90. And again, he's lining up as a natural linebacker. Well, it looks like he's off the line of scrimmage, lining up over Pedersen, or is that Abadaris? I apologize. He's lining up over the slot receiver, so this should be interesting. I apologize. It was Pedersen. And he does a good job there. I mean, gets his hands into Pedersen at the line of scrimmage to slow his release, shows solid hips, turning to run downfield with him. So I think Marcus Smith has shown the makings that, unlike Michael Sam, Smith is going to be able to handle that outside linebacker position in the NFL.
All right, well, the action keeps on going here at the Senior Bowl. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. Much more coming your way this week down in Mobile, Alabama.